Most of the bombs come from far above, from planes flying so high that they appear to the naked eye like tiny specks streaking across the sky. But in the main hospital in Tyre, it is all too easy to see what the planes leave behind.
Okay?
Dr. Abdullah Shahab is checking on a patient, a 7-year-old girl named Sama, who arrived at the hospital Sunday after she was wounded in an Israeli airstrike. He says she has shrapnel wounds, some of them quite deep. Sama seems lost in the hospital bed, staring up at visitors with bewildered brown eyes. The doctor draws back her bed sheets to reveal her tiny arms and legs wrapped in white gauze. Except for her face, almost every inch of her body is covered in bandages. On the other side of the room, 15-year-old Mohammed Al-Ayan is recovering from abdominal wounds and a broken arm after an airstrike on his home.
He says, I was fast asleep. It was at 1 o'clock in the morning. And my first thoughts were, what's happening here? And where is my mother? Where is my grandmother? And I was just being moved. I had no idea what was going on.
He says he and his mother were trapped in their house after an Israeli shell hit his uncle's home upstairs. The walls had collapsed, and it took a while before anyone was able to get inside to drag them out. Down the hall, Dr. Shahab greets another recent arrival, an 80-year-old woman with serious leg injuries.
She's asking the doctor, do I still need a second operation? And the doctor is saying we still need to investigate further.
The doctor says she has no feeling in her left foot. She was wounded for the second time in an airstrike that hit a Red Cross ambulance on the way to Tyre. She and her son and 14-year-old grandson had already been hurt in their remote village of Tabnin. They were being transferred from one ambulance to another when both vehicles were struck by Israeli bombs. 6 Red Cross workers were also injured. The doctor says one of them lost a leg. In room after room of the hospital, women and children lie hooked up to monitors, catheters, and oxygen tubes. One woman has been unconscious on a respirator since last week. A little girl sits in the lobby, her face covered with red shrapnel wounds. Dr. Shahab says they have not run out of medical supplies.
Oh, no, we are okay to now. Up to now, we have everything. But after that, I don't know how many days we can continuing for how many days, we don't know, maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, like this.
The hospital director, Dr. Ahmed Marawi, says the city of Tyre, which he calls by its Arabic name Sur, has seen war before, but nothing like this.
It's the worst war that we have seen between the 5 wars here in Sur. The number of wounded persons, the majority is serious. All of them civilian, all of them, there is no soldier between them. Till now we received 331. And I see that it is a war against the civilian persons, against the cars who are taking civilian running out from here. It's a war against the humanity.
The Israeli military says its bombing is harming civilians because Hezbollah is hiding rocket launchers in civilian neighborhoods, using the people of southern Lebanon as human shields. But there have been numerous strikes on vehicles moving to evacuate residents and on ambulances trying to rescue the wounded. Trucks trying to bring food and medical supplies to the south have been blown off the roads. The roads and bridges have been bombed, so the voyage to safety in the north is long and treacherous. During a lull in the shelling, a steady trickle of cars was still making its way. About 20 passengers are packed into a small bus as it bounces along on a dirt road detour through a field of banana and orange trees. After nearly 2 weeks of air raids, Mohammed Qasim is escaping north to Sidon to join his family, who were staying with relatives when the war broke out. He says the situation in his village is dire.
But the problem there is no food. No, there's not food, not water, no electric, no milk for a child. This big problem for humanity, a big problem.
Most of the people with the means to flee have already done so. Those who remain are mainly poor, without the money to make the journey out, or others are simply determined not to be chased from their homes, no matter what the cost. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Tyre, Lebanon.